So if you read the newspaper, it discourages you. You know, this going on here and this one and that one. This whole thing's about to blow up. That's about the truth. It is about all to blow up. But I can tell you, we're just about to get out of here. Hallelujah. The Lord is about to come. I'm not preaching all that tonight, but you know, it is a reality. Turn with me in the Word of the Lord tonight to Jonah. The book of Jonah tonight, the first chapter of the book of Jonah. While you're turning there again, just so wonderful to be here, just enjoying it. In spite of the cold weather, we are enjoying, amen, the revival. And just believe in God to help us and touch our lives and do a work. Hallelujah. I appreciate what Pastor said. God wants to change us. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song years ago that just simply said, I'm so tired of being stirred and not being changed. A lot of folks come to church. I've seen them. They come to church. God gets to moving. They get stirred and they cry and weep, but they never get changed. I'm not preaching on that either. But let's let God not just stir us, but let's let Him change us tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Again, we just appreciate the pastor allowing us the opportunity to come minister the word of the Lord. Looking tonight in Jonah, the first chapter, and I want to read the last verse of that first chapter. It says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Chapter 2 and verse 1. Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. Hallelujah. Now I want to preach for a little while tonight on this thought of then Jonah prayed. Father, we love you now. Thank you for loving mercy and goodness. Thank you for the opportunity to give us to come together in the house of God. Father, now we stand and I need Holy Ghost anointing. Ask you, Lord, to set my soul ablaze and a flame for it to preach thy word and thy word alone. God, under us to hear and on hearts to receive. Deal with every heart. Deal with every life. Deal with every soul. Move as we gather around these altars tonight. God, we give you all the praise and the glory and the power and the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name. And everybody said, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight simply on this thought of then Jonah prayed. Now, let me just give you a little intro here. Hold on. It's a little bumpy through the intro, but we get to the end, we'll shout, all right? Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. Now, in order to understand this and really grasp this, you got to go back and find out a little bit about Jonah. The Bible said, now Jonah, the son of Amittai, the Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of the Lord came to him and said, Jonah, rise and go to Nineveh and preach to it that I bid you. To go tell it what I want you to do. But the Bible said, Jonah, the man of God, he rose up to flee from the presence of the Lord. Now we know the story. He rises up to flee. He goes down. He gets in the ship. Ship throws him overboard. And the whale swallows him. Listen, you say, preacher, you believe that? Let me tell you. Yes! I believe just what it says. It's in the book and I believe exactly what it says. But so Jonah ended up in the belly of a whale, or in the belly of a fish, Hebrew word dag there, monster of the deep, if you will, or a great fish. Anyway, ends up in the belly of a whale, in the belly of a great fish at the bottom of the ocean. Why? Because a few things had happened. The Bible said that the first thing that he did was he disobeyed God. How many know you want to get in trouble? The first thing, the quickest way for you to get in trouble is disobey God. Can I tell you, God does not take disobedience lightly. I'm going to say that again. I said, God does not take disobedience lightly. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Word of God, there is a high cost for disobedience. I saw one man sin, one man by the name of David, because one man sinned, 70,000 people in Israel died. Why? Because one man disobeyed the Word of God. Listen tonight, do not think you can disobey God and get by. Disobedience brings a high cost. Moms and dads, you disobey God, I'm telling you, you're going to pay in your children. Oh, shout now. This is an introduction. We're getting there. Amen. We're just laying the groundwork. But I'm telling you, his first mistake was he disobeyed God. God speaks to your heart or your life. This book tells you to do something. I don't care what your flesh says. I don't care what your mama says. I don't care what Dr. Dingling on that bottle stop television tells you. I'm telling you, if God's Word says it, buddy, you just better line your life up with it. Well, I don't like it. I don't care. There's a lot of things as a kid my mama told me to do I didn't like. One of them was no play in the street. Street was the best place to play in. But she wasn't being mean. She wanted us to live. She wanted me to see 18, huh? And you know, this is just supposed to be intro to the intro. God tells you things. And you know, He's not being mean. He wants you to make it. You're not getting that. I said, He's not being mean. He wants you to make it. Disobedience brings a high cost. So there Jonah is. He disobeyed God. Then it gets further. Not only does he disobey God, but the Bible said he runs from God. It's a bad thing to disobey God, but it's even a worse thing than to disobey and then take off running the other way. You know, oh, you don't believe in your whipping your kids. Just don't listen for a little while. But you know, when I remember, Bud was young. He had done something wrong. He had disobeyed, and he knew judgment was coming. And he did another bad thing. He took off running. But we did have to laugh, because when he was running, he put something behind his ear. He just went, oh, because he knew what was coming, you know. Jonah was running, but he wasn't running. No. He just running from God. So he disobeyed God, then he runs from God. And the Bible said when he does, he goes down to Joppa. Now it's interesting as you begin to read this. He disobeyed, he ran from God. And then when that happens, you'll notice the downward spiral. He goes down into the ship, goes down to Joppa. He's going down, down. Everything is down, down, down. Down into the sea. Down into the belly of the whale. Down to the bottom of the... I mean, it's down, down, down. Can I tell you, nothing good ever comes out of disobeying God. I said, nothing good ever comes out of disobedience to God. It always leads down. Sin always leads down. It might be pleasurable for a season, but can I tell you, it leads down. So there he is. He disobeyed God. He got in that boat, heading to Tarshish. God said, I want you to go to Nineveh. He said, you want me to go that way? I'm going that way. Runs from God. You know what? You know, it's futile to run from God. I got news for you. He got a big arm. He can run faster than you. As a matter of fact, before you get where you're headed, he's already there waiting on you. Amen. So the Bible said that Jonah goes out, he thinks everything's all right. And you know what's interesting? Here Jonah is, he disobeyed God, he's running from God, he's going the other way, and a storm brews up on that ocean. Now Jonah is so oblivious to his own spiritual condition, he falls asleep in the bottom of the boat. Here death is nigh at hand. The mariners are up on the deck. They're doing all they can to save the ship. They're thinking all hope is lost. They're like, let's draw straws. We got to call on our God. They got problems. This is a bad scene. Here Jonah is. He's down in the belly of that boat. He's asleep. Why? Oh, it shows us his spiritual condition. Disobeyed God, ran from God, and here he is asleep concerning his condition. Much of the church world today is in that situation. They are asleep concerning their spiritual condition. Don't even realize that they're away from God. Don't even realize where they're at. That's what Jonah was. He was asleep concerning his spiritual condition. Can I tell you what the Bible says about that? It said it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is your salvation nearer than when you first believed. I ask you tonight, just check your soul. Check your sorrow. Search yourself. Am I where I ought to be with God? Am I awake in the things of God? Or have I fallen asleep concerning my spiritual condition? Jonah's asleep. They finally wake him up and says, man, you got to call on your God. We got problems here. They finally draw straws or whatever they did, you know, and they figured out, Jonah, you're the reason. Now, you know, how many know it's a bad day? How many know you know you're bad when the bad folks call you bad? You know you're bad when the bad folks call you bad. And here, I mean, these guys are wicked pagans. These are pagan. I mean, these are shipmaster pagans. I mean, these are the worst kind of pagans. These are pagan pagans. I mean, you know, they're the worst of the worst. Here they are, and now Jonah comes up. They realize that this whole storm is Jonah's fault. And the bad men start saying, man, you're the bad man. You know what? You know, I mean, you know, what'd you do, man? It's a bad thing when the bad folks call you bad. You know what? It's a sad day when this world knows how this church ought to act. Oh, come on now. I said, it's a sad day that the world knows more how the church ought to act than the church knows. Oh, boy. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I was, years ago, we were preaching preaching in the East Coast somewhere. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. And on the way to a youth camp, and we were eating dinner that night with the pastor at a restaurant, and the pastor had brought an 18-year-old boy that didn't know anything about church, wasn't saved, but he was bringing him to camp. Great place to bring him. Hallelujah. And bringing him to camp. We got to sitting there conversing, talking about some of the things that were going on in his organization and the happenings and the youth movement and he was telling us about all of the nonsense they'd brought in, about all the wicked, ungodly rock and roll music, changed a few words, but still it's rock and roll music, and they brought in the lights and the smoke. I mean, he's just telling me all this. And here's just this 18-year-old boy. He doesn't know nothing about nothing. He probably can't even spell David, doesn't even know that there was a Goliath. I mean, he doesn't know anything. And he stops and he's got this puzzled look on his face. And he looks at it and he said, now, help me here. He said, I don't understand this. He said, what you're talking about? He said, we're supposed to do that. I understand. That stuff's not supposed to be in the church. I'm like, you're right. You got it. Tell them that. You know, it's pretty bad when the bad folks call us bad. It's pretty bad when the world knows Christians don't drink and smoke and cuss and chew and run with those that do, but we don't know it. Oh boy, that wasn't even in the notes. That's for free, you know. Huh? It's a bad day when the bad folks call us bad. So this is Jonah's condition. And then I want you to notice what Jonah does. Storms come, it's raging, death's nigh. They finally, it's your fault. They try a little while longer to keep this thing. They're like, what do we do? If I'd have been Jonah, I'd have said, boys, turn this crazy boat around, get me back to the shore, and I'll head to Nineveh. Everything will be all right. But you know what he said? He said, cast me into the sea. Now, you've got to be smarter than that. Can I tell you, sin is stupid? I just don't know that you say, preacher, is that proper grammar? Yeah, sin is stupid. Run from God. Here he is. God's trying to get a hold of him, trying to get his attention. And instead of repenting and saying, you know what? I'll go ahead and do what you want me to do. You know what? You're right. I'm going to quit doing that. I'm going to start. No, no, no. He just says, throw me into the sea. Oh, don't turn around. Nineveh. I'm not still in rebellion, still in disobedience, still running from God at heart, even though God was dealing with it. He's still saying, I'm not going to do it. How many folks in the church are that way? Hey, come into the house of God. Oh, the man of God preaches something they don't like. They say, well, bless God, I'm not going to shake his hand. I ain't coming back. I can't believe you. Listen, don't ask us to throw you overboard. Just go ahead, repent, make it right, and go on to Nineveh like God asked you to do. Oh, but so much of the church is like Jonah. We're not going to do that. I'd rather them throw me into the sea than live like that. Who shall now? I better preach on. I better get off this. Amen. We're almost to the preaching part. I just got to get you there. You're like, hurry up and get us there. All right. You know, you ever notice folks get themselves into situations instead of humbling themselves, saying, God, I'm sorry, I was wrong, forgive me. Well, anyway. So then the Bible says they throw him overboard. And verse 17 says that God had prepared. The Bible said, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed. I'm just going to tell you, I'm just reading it like the book says. The book said he was in there 3 days and 3 nights, and then he prayed. I'm thinking, how long do you have to spend in the belly of a whale before you're going to pray? You understand. 3 days and three nights, it says in the last chapter. And chapter 1 starts with, then Jonah prayed. I don't know about you, but if that had been me and that had thrown me overboard, that fish would have swallowed me. I'm telling you, as I'm scraping and going past his gills, I'd have been praying, buddy. I'd have been saying, oh, Jesus, help me. God, forgive. I'm sorry. If you'll cause this thing to vomit me out, I'll go preach. I'll do what you... I mean, oh, Lord. I can tell you, it would have taken me 3 days to pray. No, sir. I'd have humbled and repented right now. But you know what? There's a lot of folks, that's the way they are. God comes, finally deals with them, finally catches up with them, deals with them about their disobedience, deals with them about their running from God. Oh, but do they pray? No. 3 days. He's in the belly of that whale. All right? Okay, everybody take a big breath. Now shouting time. You see, that's how you get there. Now, if you're there tonight, that's how you got there. But now I've come to tell you how to get out. See, Jonah got there, and he's in a mess. And then it just says, then Jonah prayed. Whew! Hallelujah. Then Jonah prayed. A new chapter starts with then Jonah prayed. I don't know what you might be in tonight. Don't know where you may have been. Don't know how much rebellion and disobedience you've been living in. But can I tell you, it can all change tonight. A new chapter can start tonight with then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. Then he prayed. Everything changes after this. Then Jonah prayed. He's in the belly of a whale, but now we find him praying. He'd been disobedience, but now he's praying. He'd been in rebellion, but now he's praying. He'd been through the storms, but now we find him praying. He's in a bad way, but now he's praying. He's praying. Then Jonah prayed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, I don't know. I don't know what was going through his mind while he's laying there in the belly of a whale for 3 days. He finally started praying. And it might have been that he began to remember some of those scriptures. Might have been that he began to remember some of the Psalms that go like this. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me. He might have remembered, O thou that hearest prayer. He might have remembered, out of the depths have I cried. Or he might have remembered, the Lord hath heard the voice of my crying. Oh, he might have remembered that God is a God that can hear us when we pray. And the Bible said then, Jonah prayed. Tonight you might be in a miserable situation. Your answer tonight is very simple. Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. All right, that was the introduction. Now I'm going to preach just a little bit. Sinner tonight, I don't know if you're here tonight, you're not saved, you're a sinner. Can I tell you what you need to do? Then Jonah prayed. You need to pray. I remember I come to the house of God. I was 18 years of age, 1985, 18 years old. Come there, I'm dirty, rotten, pagan, on my way to a devil's hell. I got there, that man of God preached, and you know what he told me? He said, you're a dirty, rotten, pagan on your way to a devil's hell. Like, you're right. But anyway, you know what? When it's all said and done, how many of you know he gave out an altar call and said, you're lost and undone without God. God, you know what you need to do. You don't need no 74-step program. You don't need to shake no hand. You don't need to write no roll. No, all you need to do is get down and pray. Get down here and call on the name of the Lord. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, what you need to do is do just what Jonah did. Then Jonah prayed. Pray. Ask God to save you. Ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him to cleanse you. Ask Him to make you new. Then Jonah prayed. And everything changes. Then Jonah prayed. Sin will lead you down, down, down. Oh, but God can pick you up. I said, then Jonah prayed. Others, you know, you might even be here. You might be such a sinner that other folks, bad folks, say you're bad. You know what you need to do? You need to pray. I wish I could tell folks, this is the time of year, you know, for new resolutions. You know, just forget it because they don't work. By this Friday, all of those resolutions will be broke. That's the majority of them. That's just the way it goes. I think if you get 2 weeks on your New Year's resolution, you're doing good. because most of them don't last that long. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, the gyms love this time of year. They love it because they get thousands of new people that only show up for a week. And then they got their money for a year. Woohoo! You see, I'm not talking, you don't need to turn over a new leaf. You don't need to have no resolution. You need to pray. God, help me. I need you, God. I need you. Then Jonah prayed. Then he prayed. Oh, maybe you're here tonight, you're backslid. You know what you need, backslider? You need to pray. I said, here's what a backslider needs. The backslider needs to pray. Well, I need to get, you don't need to get your life in order yet. You need to pray. Let God bring you back and He'll tell you how to get your life in order. But the first thing you gotta do is pray. Then Jonah prayed. Then he prayed. Cried out to God. God, have mercy on me. God, help me. God, move in my life. Oh, I don't know. But he might have said, God, I'm sorry. I've been disobedient. I've run from you and I shouldn't have run. Oh, God, forgive me. Listen, if God has dealt with you, if there's something in your life, saint, maybe God's even dealt with you about something in your life. Don't try to hide it from God. Don't try to excuse it away. Just say, God, you're right. Forgive me. Forgive me. Why do you think conviction comes? Conviction does not come just because God likes to make you miserable. No. Conviction comes because God's saying, I want to deal with this in your life. I want to change you and make you more like me. And if you're going to be, you're going to have to deal with this. So the best thing for you to do is not argue with God. Not say, well, that's pastor. Well, no. Just say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, you're right. I'm wrong. Everything, forgive me, Lord, and go on. Then Jonah prayed. I remember, quickly, I got to tell this. When I drive, I drive the speed limit. I always have. I drive the speed limit. I'm too chicken to go over. I know I'll get a ticket and insurance go up. It costs too much money. Like this. But actually, I'm being obeying the laws of the land like a good spiritual man. Now I'm just checking insurance to go up and I'd pay money. But anyway, I'm just, and as such, I never had a speeding ticket. Thank you, Lord. But anyway, I've never had a speeding ticket. Say something about Brother Carper, but it better not. Amen. Because it might get back to him. But anyway, I've never had a ticket. Well, anyway, it's better just go on with this thing. But one night, I preached downtown Sacramento in a place I'd never been before, and I preached there I don't even know what night it was, Wednesday night or something. Remember, it's been a long time ago. Anyway, some evening, I preached and trying to get back out of there. I mean, it downtown. I mean, stuff going everywhere, roads going everywhere, got freeways going everywhere. I'm trying to figure out how I need to get back on the freeway. And I'm in the right lane, thinking, you know, it's going to, you know, cloverleaf back on. And I finally look up and realize, I got to be in the left lane. So about that time, I'm doing 35 miles an hour. That's what the speed limit was, or 30. And I was doing 30. It was 35. And about that time, you know, I realized I got to be in the left lane. And so I accelerate and I get over. There's a car, but everything was fine. Got up. Well, when I got into my lane and got ready to get on the freeway, I looked and there's a light that I didn't see because of the freeway crossing deal. And just as I looked up, I saw it turned red and I went on through. And guess who was sitting right there? Highway Patrol pulled on through, wrote me a ticket. I said, man, I said, I didn't even see it. I was, you know, and I said, I'm sorry, officer. So I had to go down and go to court. So I walked into the courtroom there, and the reason I had to go is because I couldn't go through the school deal because I was leaving for preaching revival in a week. And anyway, so I'm going down, and I'm sitting in the courtroom, and you know, everyone's, you know, they're calling them up, and these folks are saying, yeah, this and this and this. And I'm thinking, man, you're right. That's pretty good. I'd probably let that ticket go. When they got all done with their wine, and that judge, she just took that old hammer, and she went, $150, need time to pay? I'm like, ooh. Next case come up. Boy, I mean, they gave a good story. I thought, oh, yeah, that DA judge, you should probably be a little lenient on that. They got all done, that judgment. $200, need time to pay? I'm thinking, oh, no, all day long. I'm like the last one that's called. All day long, I'm hearing, $150, need time to pay. $200, need time to pay. I'm getting in my wallet. I'm thinking, oh, no, I got problems. Shit. Called me up. Set the deal there. Officer came in. Highway Patrol came in. Said, judge said, what happened? Highway Patrol told him what happened. Said, what about your story? I told him, said, well, I've never been there. I'd just coming through, and I,
I was, you know, making that, trying to get on that lane and making the left turn, and I didn't see the light because of the deal. And then the DA said, well, did you see the line for the intersection? Anyway, in other words, because if you see the line, then that tells you how far in front of the line you were, you know. So they were trying to get out whether I really ran it or not. And I just looked. I said, the officer was sitting right there, and I said, he saw me run the light. I said, if he said I was 15 feet in front of that line, I was 15 feet in front of the line. And you know what? All of a sudden, that whole courtroom changed. When I said that, that officer smiled. That judge kind of smiled. That DA just kind of dropped her head. Pretty soon, that officer sitting there said, he hollered back to another highway patrol, said, hey, Joe, if you've never been in this such an area of time, that could be a pretty rough intersection, couldn't it? And that guy said, yep, could be. And boy, that smiling. I'm thinking, man, what in the world's going on? Finally, that judge said to the DA, you want me to do this? She said, yeah. She grabbed that hammer, smacked that thing, said, case dismissed. I went back. I'm preaching revival that night. I go, the guy that I used to preach for, he was a Sacramento police officer. He used to be. He knew the judge. He said, you got off? I can't believe you got off. I said, yeah. I said, here's what I did. And I told him the story. He said, in other words, you went down there, said, I'm guilty, I did it. And they let you off. I said, that's what happened. I went down and said, I'm guilty, I did it. He was right. I was wrong. And they let me off. What are you getting at, preacher? Listen, don't argue with God. I said, don't argue with God. Just come to an altar. Say, God, you're right. I'm wrong. Forgive me. God, forgive me. God, forgive me. God, forgive me. And he'll go, case dismissed. Case dismissed. Okay. Pray. Then Jonah prayed. Backslide. Just pray. Pray. Sinner, what you need to do is pray. Backslider, what you need to do is pray. Oh, Christian, can I tell you what you need to do? Then Jonah prayed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know we've got problems, troubles, and trials and afflictions. You know what you need to do? Then Jonah prayed. Yes, but then Jonah prayed. Yeah, but my then Jonah prayed. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, if you begin to read this, you realize everything changed after Jonah prayed. I said everything changed when he prayed. And saints of the living God, everything can change in our life in one moment of prayer as we cry out, oh God, would you move on my behalf? Then Jonah prayed. What you need to do tonight is gather around an altar and pray. Say, Lord, I need you. God, change me. God, move in me. God, do a work. God, move in my home, move in my family, whatever. But then Jonah prayed. You know, you look in the Word of God. What about Job? I gotta hurry. All that Job had gone through. All the problems and the troubles and trials. I mean, you know the story of Job. I don't have to go through there. You know, he lost all that he owned, all that he had. Lost kids, one fell swoop. I mean, three friends showed up. They'd have been my friends. I'd have killed them, told God they died. I mean, it was bad. They accused him of all this. You know what Job said? In Job, what was it, the 23rd chapter. He cries out. And here's all he says. He doesn't say, oh, this and all that and all. But he cries out and he said, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, he said, if I could just talk to him, everything would be all right. If I could just talk to him, everything would be, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Tonight, saints, I don't know what you might be going through, what you might be facing, but I do have your answer. Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. Marriages are put back together. Homes are put back together. Oh, families are reunited at an altar. Healing happens. Holy Ghost, victory, peace, joy. It all happens at an altar. Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. You know, oh Lord, help me. I thought about preaching revival years ago, California. And, you know, have had prayer requests. Have y'all ever have prayer requests? How many of you know that's not an exercise in futility, but we do that because God answers prayer. That's why we do it. Not just so we can mark that off the list. Okay, did that. Oh, okay, did that. Okay, did no. God answers prayer. One night, we were in revival. Lady stood and said, would you pray for my daughter? Haven't spoken to her in months. We're in California. She said she'd moved to Colorado. Haven't spoken to her in months. There's a rift in the family, and she's not saved. We prayed that night. The next night, they just turned the service over to me. I just started preaching. Noticed the back doors came open. A young lady came in and sat in the back pew. We just preached and went on with the service. Got done, gave that altar call. That young lady got up, made her way towards that altar. About halfway down that aisle, that mama turned and saw it and realized, that's my daughter. That's the one that's in Colorado and haven't spoken to in 6 months and backslid. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, can I tell you, mom and daughter met at an old-fashioned altar. Daughter got right with God. Mom and daughter got put back together. Why? Then Jonah prayed. Because somebody prayed. Somebody prayed. Somebody prayed. Everything changes when Jonah prays. I said everything changes when Jonah prays. And tonight, saying to the living God, everything can change in one moment of prayer. One moment of prayer. Everything can change. Then Jonah prayed. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I thought about that tonight. Everything changed when he prayed. You know, you look in the Word of God. I see Paul. He's in the midst of Euroclodon. I mean, a great storm of his life. Do you know what? He came up and he looked at all those men that thought death was sure and death was nigh. He said, be of good cheer. Why? I've prayed. Why? The angel of the Lord whom I serve stood by me this night. Hallelujah. I was talking with God. I prayed and everything's going to be all right. Saint of the living God, there's no peace like peace at an altar. When you get something prayed through, there's no joy like joy that comes from an altar. When you talk to God and God moves in your life. Then Jonah prayed. Then Jonah prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh man, I hear paper going everywhere. Hallelujah. Come on, you two, quickly. Throughout the years as evangelists, we've tried to... Well, let me just put it this way. Our children enjoy. Ever since they were young, they would rather sit around the table with the adults and listen to the pastor's stories of how God has moved and the miracles. And they love to hear the great stories. They can tell you stories from all pastors all over the United States of how God has miraculously moved for them, you know. And we wanted them to do that. I wanted them to know the miraculous working power of God. When God would move on our behalf, we'd try to show them, here's what God had done. And in one revival, and let me just tell you the story. One revival, we were preaching. Just a long story short. The last night of revival, some folks had come and handed us some money. Stuck in my pocket, and after service, we get in the car to go to McDonald's with the pastor. When we got in, I wanted my daughter to know. I think my boy was probably too young at the time. I don't remember. He's still in the car seat whining or something. I don't know. But I wanted her to know. And I took out my wallet and I said, honey, I said, Shelly, I want you to notice. I want you to look at something. And I think, was there one or two? It was either one, it was a $2. I had $2 in my wallet. And I said, and I showed her what the Lord had, how the Lord had blessed. I said, look, honey, I just want you to know God provides, meets needs. And you know what? She just came up with this little simple statement. And she just said, we had no money, and we prayed, and God gave us money. You know, and it was like, that's it. We didn't have any money, and we prayed, and God gave us money. We didn't have any money, and we prayed, and God gave us money. We didn't have any peace, and we prayed, and God gave us peace. We didn't have any joy, and we prayed, and God gave us joy. We didn't have any victory, and we prayed, and God gave us victory. Do you understand? Everything changes when we pray. Everything changes when we pray. When we pray. And tonight, everything can change. Your
situation, your circumstance, problems, troubles, trials, it can all change right here. Right here. Right here. In one moment of prayer, everything can change. Stand with me, please, tonight. Then Jonah prayed. Hallelujah. 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 Can I tell you that his ear is attent to our cry? The Bible said he inclined his ear unto me. Or in other words, kind of leans it, cups his hand, and listens for us to cry. Tonight everything can change around an altar in prayer. Father, we love you. Thank you for your love and your mercy and goodness. Thank you for your good word to us. Deal with our hearts, deal with our lives, deal with our soul. Move as we gather around these altars, deal with every life tonight. Lord, if there's areas of disobedience, deal with us. If there's areas of rebellion, deal with us, Lord. Help us to gather around an altar and just say, Lord, you're right, I'm wrong, forgive me. And let it all change in a moment of prayer. Oh, God, touch us tonight. Touch us tonight. God, there's needs in this congregation. God, meet the needs of your people tonight as we gather around these altars. Father, we'll thank you for Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed quickly. You're here. You're not right. You're not saved. Say, preacher, I need to get saved. I need to give my life to Christ. It's very simple. You just need to cry out to God. You need to pray. Say, preacher, I'm not saved. I need to be saved. Slip your hand up quickly. Would there be one? We want to pray with you. Maybe you're backslid away from God. Say, preacher, I'm backslid. I need to make it right. Backslider, what you need to do is you need to come to an altar and pray. Just say, God, you're right. I'm wrong. Forgive me. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That's you, backslider. Slip your hand up quickly. Just want to pray with you. Believe God tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Maybe you hear, say, preacher, God dealt with me. God dealt with me. There's been some areas maybe of disobedience or maybe some areas of rebellion. I'm not saying you're demon wicked awful, but maybe God spoke to you. There's just some things that maybe you've kind of been arguing with God like Jonah did. He said, preacher, I realize that I've been arguing with God. I just need to simply say, God, you're right. I'm wrong. Forgive me. Slip your hand and say, that's me. Come on up and back down between you and the Master. Hallelujah. There's others. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, you'd raise your hand with me tonight. Say, preacher, I need God to move in my life. Slip your hand up. I want God to move in my heart, move in my situation. I want God to change me. I want everything to change. Oh, and an answer to prayer. They're going to play and sing. We're going to open these altars. Invite everyone that will. Let's come. Gather around these altars. Oh, let's cry out to God. Then Jonah prayed.